Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products. You'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Well, what a great show we have planned for you today. During the first half hour, I'll be joined by my co-host, Dr. Jeff Gleaning, otherwise known as Supplement Santa, to talk about the female libido in this episode of Science for Humans. Then we're going to be joined by Jeff Gallagher to talk about all things hemp. We need to know more about hemp in the United States. Lots of great things are coming for farmers especially. And then at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Kristen Eckelman, to talk about nutrient metabolism and how it affects circadian rhythm and circadian clock. All great topics furthering the agenda for making people superhuman.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Gallini.
Supplement Santa.
Hey, what's going on?
So I got a beef with you. I got to pick a beef with you. You ready for this?
What's that?
I like Creafem. I like Creafem. So a little, people don't realize this, but Dr. Jeff makes a Crealkaline blend just for women called Creafem. It has just a tiny bit of green tea extract in it. We're talking about very, very little caffeine at all, but I feel it. It's fantastic stuff.
It's pretty good. You know, I have a product in Europe called Super Pro or Crealkaline Pro, and it's kind of that version, you know, with those tea extracts, but a little bit stronger. But yeah, that is a good product. I mean, even though it's pink in caps and, you know, for women.
Get your pink on, guys. Creafem works. Buy it for your gal and then sneak caps like I'm doing with Elisa.
Hey, it's our stuff, right? I mean, don't they sneak some of our things that we take?
All the time. And speaking of the women that we love, we've gotten actually several people, ironically, email you. Coming from the position of, hey, you know, especially those of us who are getting older, guys, we tend to maintain our libido, but women's libido seems to wane away. And so we've had a lot of people want to ask you the questions, you know, what can be done to help their partner increase the libido? Dangerous question. It's almost like a landmine, isn't it?
It is, you know, and I had one question that I was actually going to read. I'm not going to say the person's name because this is kind of a sensitive subject, but this kind of tells you, you know, what led into this show. She goes on to say, my husband and I are big fans of the show and listen to it daily. We have been married for 27 years, and my question might seem a little strange, but I'm just really curious and can't find any answer. My husband and I have always had a really good sex life, but the last couple of years, my husband has even a stronger libido than even when we were married when he was 20. I always had the impression that men lose their libido as they grow older, and so far I've seen no sign of that. I'm not complaining by any means, but I would like to know, is there anything that I can do to keep up with him? Then she goes on to say, I do exercise, watch my diet, and those type of things, but I would love for my libido to match his. And thank you so much. We are huge fans of the show. So and those are the type of questions that I'm seeing, Carl.
But I think there's something that's really important here to note. We're going to talk about the female libido, but think about this. The general population, men in the general population, are listening to commercials about Viagra and erectile dysfunction and the men's clinic. But the people in our community, the men in our community, they're not having those problems. That's just, I just wanted to point that out. That's it.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
and I think, you know, obviously this is a healthy couple, you know, who exercises and things. And like, you know, I mean, that's the key thing. You know, the commercials and things you see, those are for, you know, non-active people for the most part.
What did Arnold used to call them at Venice Beach? He used to say the regular people. The regular people. That's for the regular people. That's not for us super people.
I love it, man.
So what do you say to women who are saying, you know, I want to have a better libido. I don't have it. It's not like I don't enjoy sex, but I just don't have the drive. What do you say to them?
You know, this was a very interesting topic because obviously I had never thought about it. You know, we're always concerned about, you know, our health and what we do. So this is really something that was real specific. And, you know, normally most people think that it's only men that lose their libido. But that's not true. You know, women have the same issues around 34 years of age, which is before and, you know, after menopause. You know, that whole cause of loss of that drive, it's a complex thing. And it's not just all hormone related. So I kind of wanted to go down several topics that, or several categories that kind of affect that libido. And the first one is probably one of the more obvious ones. Is the estrogen changes.
Right.
So as we know, you know, before menopause, women's sexual drives, they're peaked. You know, during that whole ovulation time, you know, when their period stops, the estrogen dips. And as they say, the revved up days, they're kind of gone for a while. And during menopause, you know, a lot of women, they just don't respond to touch. It's hard for them to get aroused, you know, the night sweats, the moodiness. So, you know, estrogen plays a big part. Plus, it also causes a low blood flow, you know, to areas and dryness. So, right. Again, a lot of times, you know, women during that period, they just don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
So
that's
kind of the one thing. So here's a couple things that kind of help, you know, during the estrogen change. Is my first comment back to these gals was, because this was pretty common denominator, is just kind of stop the pain. You know, if you have the pain, so try, you know, some of the over the counter things, some of the over counter lubricants,
right?
Talk to your doctor, you know, about some medication for dryness.
Right.
There are some oral, you know, drugs that help, some creams and things. But I always say stay away from the hormones unless it's a necessity.
You know, the hormones affect certain neuroendocrine chemicals, most notably dopamine, is one of them, and serotonin is the other. And these exert a great, push-pull on libido and even orgasm, for women. And a lot of times, as these hormones disappear, it's the effects on those two neuroendocrine chemicals that really manifest what is considered a loss in libido. But you're right. If sex becomes uncomfortable for a woman, she's not looking forward to it.
No. And, you know, the traditional hormone replacement therapy that they offer for women, this doesn't increase the sex drive. You know, what it does is just kind of eases the hot flashes and the symptoms, but they still leave the lady, you know, kind of feeling not so sexy, which kind of moves into the next topic, is life stress.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times we don't think about this, but, you know, midlife, you know, many women are, you're deep in a marriage, a job, you're raising teens, you're caregiving, and all this stuff just kind of ramps up on you. And it puts a damper, basically takes that sex drive and puts it in the park. Sometimes you don't even want anything to do with it. It's, you know, nothing to do with the guy. It's just that, you know, that stress, it just decreases things.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, the recommendation is exercise, you know, is probably the best thing, huh, Carl? You know,
yeah.
Your diet, good food.
But also doing things, you know, to de-stress. You know, so many of us get swept away into raising a family, and we forget who we were coming into the relationship. And it's important to make those connections. You know, you and your husband have to get away. You have to do things together. It can't be all service and sacrifice. Or life becomes boring. And the last thing you want to do is have sex, make love. You don't want to do it, or you're angry.
Yeah, and you got to find other things. You know, you said something, I don't know whether it's on the show or to me in person, but how you have a movie night.
Yeah.
And, you know, I started doing that. And, you know, I find that it's really enjoyable. We just sit down, because you never take a lot of times 2 hours just to sit and do something.
Right.
But I found it's relaxing, you know, to watch a movie together that you both kind of agree. So, you know, that's kind of another thing. Find a movie, sit down, and spend some time together.
Yeah, absolutely.
So here's another one, is androgen changes.
And this is one that women don't think about. Women don't think about androgens, and doctors who work with women don't think about androgens. This is a good point.
Oh, absolutely. Nope, absolutely. And, you know, most women don't think, when you think about testosterone, you know, androgen, you think about, oh, that's male related. No, you know, women have androgen. It's an important hormone in their body. And women are 2 to 3 times more prone to drop in desire because of that androgen. So a lot of times, you know, things are blamed on, you know, menopause or other things, when actually it's just kind of a drop in these androgen levels. Mm. But keep in mind, you know, there's no FDA approved, male hormone therapy for women. So, you know, just don't go out and start taking some, you know, androgen or, you know, testosterone, because again, that's not going to, it's not going to actually benefit you, because you've got so many side effects. We're going to talk a little bit later in the show about, you know, some recommendations for some of these categories.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a really important point. Women don't think that testosterone plays a role in their health and well-being, but it plays a big role, and it's not something you can fool around with willy-nilly without the support of an intelligent doctor. And then all of this leads to depression, doesn't it? Isn't this funny?
It does. That's actually my that real rolls in the next thing, is that, you know, women are more prone to depression than men. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, and it starts to peak, you know, during that 40 to 59. A lot of times, you know, everyone wants to say, oh, depression is caused by menopause. No, it's just part of, you know, aging. It's part of stress. It's part of what goes on, you know, inside of a woman's body.
Yeah.
So, and again, what's important to realize is, if you go to the doctor and they put you on common antidepressants, this will actually mute your sexual response or your sexual desires. So most of those are one of the side effects. So again, you know, women who are on all these different types of drugs, you know, they may help with hot flashes and menopause and, you know, your depression. But again, keep in mind that they're going to lower your desires, or if not, as I said, put it in park completely.
This is really important. Most women who are on SSRIs lose libido and lose the ability to orgasm. This happens to men too, by the way, because once you start to fool around with that very precise, delicate dance between dopamine and serotonin, you lose your libido and you lose the ability to climax. And then who the heck wants to have sex then? It's like a chore now. So if you're a woman and you're on an antidepressant and you are saying, I want my libido back, you're going to have to get with your doctor and talk about an alternative to that antidepressant. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen with those drugs fouling up your brain chemistry.
Absolutely. There's something called talk therapy that you can, you know, again, you know, we don't think about a psychiatrist as, you know, someone that can help us, but a lot of times you can talk through that depression. You know, it's usually caused by, you know, some stress or something that happened. So that's a good thing you can do, which is an alternative to drugs.
Yeah. And you know what? Sadness is an appropriate feeling. You know, we think that sadness is, I just saw an ad yesterday about a study showing, you know, mothers who go through postpartum depression. They want to start treating postpartum depression with SSRIs. Look, postpartum depression has been shown to be a result of a hormone imbalance. You just got to wait for your hormones to straighten out. You don't need to get on an SSRI. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. I'm telling you. You know what? You are taking your life in your own hands when you walk into a doctor's office today if you are not strong of convictions and well-informed. Seriously.
Amen.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll talk about some alternative approaches to help women find their libido. Get their groove back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics to today.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web. Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh, no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated, practitioner approved.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Robot.
This is my buddy, one of the Transformers. He just put out a new album. This is him. This is Triceptor. Here we go. It's going to rock now. Yeah. Bring it, baby. Okay. Enough of that. Anyway, Jeff's like, what the hell is this guy doing today?
Oh, man.
I feel great, man. My training is doing good. I'm putting on muscle. I've got a challenge coming up. I'm going to do something. I'm going to post about it. I'm going to take pictures. I'm going to continue to train and eat the way I've been training and eating through February. And then March, I'm going to do a real legitimate 16-week cut and see what I look like in June. I've got a lot more muscle on me now than when I turned 50. I had a guy at the gym ask me this morning if I was using anything. I mean, I'm on HRT, so I guess technically I am, but you know what? No, I said, I've made a job of eating. I'm eating every 3 hours. I'm eating 60 grams of protein every 3 hours with carbs and fat. I mean, it's a lot of work to eat all day long, man.
It is. Lots of meal prep. We'll have to do a whole show just on what you're doing, man.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, okay, so what can women do about their libido? Are there any tricks out there, any natural things that they can try?
All right, hopefully all the men didn't tune out now, because the first one is external, and this one goes to the men. Don't complain when your lady wants to get her hair dyed, because if she looks well and she feels good,
right. She's
going to feel better about herself. So let her spend all the money she wants on hair products and makeup. That's good for her. She needs to feel well about herself.
Right.
So open up your checkbooks, guys. Women, you know, don't feel bad. You know, you need to feel good about yourself. So go buy yourself some new clothes. Take your husband's credit card tonight and buy a new outfit. Dr. Jeff told you to. Again, feel good about yourself. That's going to help you feel better without clothes as you do with clothes.
Right.
Now, some of the, the internal things, my number one recommendation, they seem a little silly, but you need a multivitamin product. The reason is, again, you know, you got to have everything internally working. You know, food is a very important part of feeling good, having energy. And if you're not absorbing those properly, then again, you're not going to feel well. So use something like VitaDrive, you know, which is a product by EFX Sports. I'm partial because we make it. The other thing that I give to a lot of women, not necessarily for this particular instance, because this is kind of new for me, but I give it to all the women that I'm helping with their context, is a little bit of Taxadrol, which is our testosterone booster. And I use the capsule form, and the women respond very well to it. So this is one of the things I recommended to the gals who have presented this question. Helps increase your testosterone levels very gently, works with your body. The other thing is just make sure from a diet standpoint that you get enough protein. A lot of times women eat more carbohydrates and fat than they do protein. Again, you know, you want to feel well. You want to respond in the gym. So get on a good protein. Get about a gram per pound of body weight. And eat smaller meals and make sure that you space those out. You know, try to get that 4 meal, maybe 5 meals. Another thing, Carl, is L-arginine. You know, let's get a little blood flowing.
Right.
You know, works well for men. It works well for women. So those are kind of my external, other than some oysters, huh?
Yeah, there you go, man. But let's talk about why oysters, zinc. Zinc is an aromatase inhibitor.
Yep. And, you know, you hear all about aphrodisiacs, you know, eat oysters, eat oysters, eat oysters. That's great. But like you said, it's the zinc. So sometimes it's just a deficiency in some zinc. So if you like oysters, there you go. If not, you know, add a little bit of zinc to your diet. 15 to 30 milligrams a day is usually enough to help you on that.
You know, the two notes I made to myself is, number one, dieting. So women are always on a diet. Oh, my God, I stepped on the scale this morning. I put on 3 pounds. I am not eating. Guess what shuts down your libido? Extreme dieting. You know why? Because it completely disrupts sex hormones. When you start dieting, your body interprets that as the environment is hostile. There's not enough food for us to survive. we surely couldn't have offspring. So let's shut down the reproductive machinery because we don't want to have a baby right now when there's not even enough food for us. If you think that that's an exaggeration, you reach out to anybody who studies evolutionary science, and they'll explain that to you. So if you're starving yourself to fit into that dress, you can forget about your libido. Ask any female bodybuilder when she gets 4 or 5 weeks out and she's literally eating, you know, 800 calories a day and doing 3 hours of cardio. She stops having her period. You know why? The body says, oh, we couldn't reproduce right now. This is a hostile environment. So if you are constantly yo-yo dieting, yeah, you're not going to have libido. And fat in the diet is critical for that one. The other thing is, if you want to try an over-the-counter hormone, try 50 milligrams of DHEA. Just see what happens. Because the nice thing about DHEA is it is a precursor to both estrogen and testosterone. And if the body is functioning properly, you're getting your multivitamins, you're getting enough sleep, you're eating enough in your diet, your body will convert some of it to estrogen and some of it to testosterone. It's the direct precursor to both estrogen and testosterone. So a little bit, start out with 50 milligrams, nothing crazy. If you tolerate that and you feel like, I think I feel better, try 100 milligrams for a few days and make a decision. If no change, go back to 50 because you always want to take the lowest effective dose. But those are the only two things that I could think of that Dr. Jeff, because you did such a thorough job on covering all this. And really, in my humble opinion, your tip on feel good about how you look is the greatest aphrodisiac in the world.
Absolutely.
You hit the nail right on the head. When women don't feel good about how they look, the last thing they want to do is get naked in front of the guy they're crazy about. They've been crazy about for 20 years, had kids with them. The last thing they want to do is have you see the little dimple on my butt right now or something like that. Something usually us guys, we're like, look, we love you. We don't see that stuff, but they see it. So ladies, if you want a libido, you need to look good naked again. And you can do it. Make that your mission. Right, Dr. Jeff?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, get in the gym, get healthy, dress nice, feel good, smell good. And you will find that libido increases. Now, another, just a quick note, because, you know, they do call me the supplement Santa.
Bingo. I knew it was coming.
Well, again, I really want to help women, you know, because this is a tough thing. It's very difficult for women to talk about. So again, you know, I have some Toxidrol samples that, it isn't marketed that way. It's marketed, you know, as a male product, but if you want to try it, you know, I'll get you a couple weeks supply, and see if that helps you. Maybe it'll just help you enough to kick over. Maybe it's something you might want to use. Go to, superhumanradio.com, scroll down, ask the scientist, and you can just, you know, say, I listened to the show on libido and I'd like to try that item you're talking about. And if you need any help with talking to your man about opening up his credit card, send me his number and I'll take care of that for you too.
Ah, that's a good one. I like that one. A lot of the guys right now are going, oh,
fire,
come on.
Hours, man. You know, come on, guys.
No, I know. You know what's really funny? When we wanted that woman, we courted her. Money was no object. We paid attention to her. 20 years later, she's talking. You're not even listening. She says, did you hear what I said? And you go, yeah, I heard. Well, repeat it to me. Oh, gee, come on. I'm busy doing. That's, you want to talk about, a changing code for women? You want to change the code? Start listening to your girlfriend. Start listening to your wife again. Pay attention. Look at them.
Absolutely.
Have both ears and both eyes trained on them and listen to them. Nah, there's a lot of things you can do to help, and there's a lot of things women can do too. Great show today, Dr. Jeff. Really, really great show.
Well, thanks, Carl. We'll keep up the eating, and I'll be looking forward to your texts on what's in your hot logic today.
There you go, brother. Okay, talk to you later. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Jeff Gallagher, and we're going to talk about all things hemp. Lots of great stuff going on, from clothing to CBD oil and everything in between. Stay tuned. Break it right back just to know your name. 17 tracks in our body.
properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dyes. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
You know what it is when it is when we do what we do.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We got a sponsor spotlight going on right now, but one that I have a great deal of interest in because the topics that we're going to discuss are far-reaching, have effect in a variety of different areas of both commerce and science. My guest is Jeff Gallagher. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing pretty good, Carl. How about yourself?
Good, good. And thanks for being here today with us. And you are the proprietor over at Made by Hemp, which is now a sponsor of Superhuman Radio. And But I think people really need to hear your story. I heard your story when we first started talking. I want to focus for a second more so on the CBD oil, because that's one of the most popular right now, at least from a science standpoint. But tell the story about how you even came to know about CBD oil and your own personal experiences that led to you starting this company.
Okay, well, I can definitely do that. Actually, I fell into CBD by accident. Unfortunately, I was widowed 9.5, almost 10 years ago, and I had my first panic attack shortly thereafter. And going through the struggles of losing a loved one, but on top of that, going to the doctor and getting, you know, put on every pharmaceutical that they thought you needed was, you know, normal for anxiety and panic attack and mood. And I went on a mission about, I started in late 2011, early 2012 to figure out how to get away from the stuff that the pharmaceutical industry and my doctor was giving me. So I went on a mission and I accidentally found a guy who had some products that was high in CBD. At the time I couldn't have told you it was CBD. He didn't even really know exactly what all of it was. It was prior to everybody knowing what CBD is today. And make a long story short, because I'm pretty good at, they're not very good at telling stories. I found a company that had, once I found out what CBD was and what it was in that in these capsules I was taking, and my anxiety was gone. I was like, this is weird. I thought it was placebo. I thought it was all in my head. But then I realized that really I didn't feel anxious anymore. So I went on a mission to find out more about CBD, where it came from. And I found a company that had some imported industrial hemp-derived CBD, and it were just as good as these capsules I was taking, and that some guy was making from industrial hemp. And I decided that I was going to help 5 people a month with their anxiety. And I'm not a doctor, so I can't diagnose, prescribe, or treat anything, right? So I, bought some of this product. It worked great for me. My anxiety was completely gone. You know, I was doing my IT thing I've been doing for 20 years, just working along, being a single parent. And then, you know, my company really is a hobby. And then this guy, there's a doctor on CNN, and I don't want to plug his name, but Dr. Sanjay Gupta mentioned CBD.
Right.
Well, my company went from, you know, helping a few people a month to exploding to unbelievable amounts of orders, right, information, phone calls, and then I've, over those years, since 2012, I've been doing a lot of research, working with doctors and pharmacologists, and even now universities, to know more about what these products are, how they can help people, how our bodies are designed to ingest these products, and how it helps our bodies, not just like with my minor anxiety that I had and my panic attacks, but other areas as well, which we're learning more and more about every day. It's actually surprising, and I'm very enthused about all the information that's coming out in published studies as of late.
Now, I want to mention something here. There's a lot of people out there who probably have not tried a CBD product because somehow in their mind they can't believe that they're not going to, quote-unquote, feel it like cannabis. They can't believe that it doesn't have psychoactive attributes. So I want to clear that up right now for people who may be thinking about sitting on the fence about trying a CBD product to deal with anxiety or even some pain management. That you, so when you started using it, you were in the IT field. You're writing code. It didn't hurt you. You were still able to function, right?
Well, I had my moments. I mean, like I said, there was days that I, you know, I'm not gonna lie, there was days I didn't want to live anymore. My best friend was gone, right?
No, but I get that. What I'm saying is, under the influence of CBDs, they did not impair your ability to work.
Absolutely not. When I first started taking it, I thought it was, like I said, a placebo effect. Because it was very, you know, it was like, I don't feel anxious. It wasn't like I was, like, tired or felt something. I just didn't feel anxious anymore. It was really sort of odd. I even got off of it for a little bit because I thought, it was, you know, I was like, this is placebo. Nope. Seems like they're taking it for a couple of days. I was anxious again.
Wow.
And now I've been on it for years, but I take very little I'm on also a pile of other supplements too, so don't let me say that I'm not just taking one. I take a plethora of other things. Right. And in Michigan, we don't get enough vitamin D because it's winter and other items that, you know, my naturopath and my that are recommended to me.
Right.
But,
right.
CBD as a whole, I mean, the best way to describe it to somebody, if you take it in large amounts, it's an oil, so it could upset your tummy, right? Because it's an oil. It'd be like taking olive oil and pouring it down your throat.
Right.
I wouldn't recommend it, right?
Right.
In large amounts. But in small amounts, I mean, it has a very, it's very subtle, it's very calming. It's almost like non-existent calming effect on people. And everybody's different in pharmacology, as you know. Different products work differently on everybody. And having this coming from a natural substance, you know, it doesn't work the same for everyone. I know a lot of people that have great results for anxiety being one of the ailments that I use it for. That's how I found it. You know, I would have never believed it 5 years ago if you had told me. But there's other things. You know, we have a whole system of cannabinoid receptors in our body.
Well, you know,
and every day we're...
So you know what that means? The fact that we have cannabinoid receptors on every single cell in our body means that we evolved under the influence of cannabinoids. It means that it was either a staple of our diet for millions of years or we were getting it somehow. But the fact that we have a cannabinoid receptor means that we evolved under its influence. Think about that. We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to start talking about the hemp industry, because we can't talk about CBD without talking about the hemp industry. We're talking right now with Jeff Gallagher. He is the proprietor over at MadeByHemp.com. They are a sponsor of Superhuman Radio. And so anybody out there who's dealing with minor aches and pains or social anxiety or other forms of anxiety, or you'd like to try something maybe to see if it enhances your sleep, go to SuperhumanRadio.com, click the Made by Hemp banner ad, go to their website, check them out, and shop. And show them some love. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll tell you what other things you can get there when we come back.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
The performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We're talking with Jeff Gallagher from MadeByHemp.com. I got to tell you something. I'm going to be doing some experimenting with CBD oil and my training. I'm actually going to be placing an order, if not later today, tomorrow. And so I'll have more to report about my own personal experiences using CBD oil, quite frankly, as a performance enhancer. This is actually something that appears in some literature. We talked about it once before when Stavin Bott, the head of the anti-aging clinic in Kentucky, was on the show, and we talked about how CBD may actually be good for performance enhancing effects for people who kind of get a little over excited, over anxious about an event. So I'm going to actually be experimenting with it. So the website is madebyhemp.com. You can get there by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the banner ad. Use the coupon code SHR and save a whopping 25% off of anything you order. Now, it's not all about CBD oil, is it, Jeff?
No, it's not. You have a variety of other products that don't include CBD. We're expanding our product line every day. But that's our new flagship site, and we primarily do promote the health and benefits of just CBD products. On that site is our main focus. But we also have our hats and other apparel, things from CBD, from hemp. Hemp has over 26,000 uses. Food and phytonutrients are just one of those uses. Most people have a car, have hemp in their car today, believe it or not, if it's made in the last 5 years. So that's just a scratching of the surface of what hemp is in a very quick fashion. Hemp is, if we found hemp today, it would be a miracle plant. We would be touting this thing as the greatest thing since sliced bread or even penicillin. But it's not. It's been in our lives for tens of thousands of years, maybe longer. George Washington even used to grow hemp himself. So it's definitely something that's been around for a long time. We're just now reintroducing it back into our culture and our lifestyle, which is amazing. They even think that CBD might even promote a little bit of mental clarity and focus because of the anti-anxiety properties.
Right.
But that's all anecdotal evidence. And every day a new white paper comes out, which is also exciting.
I would like to throw in here that the illegalization of hemp had more to do with economics and industry than the potential use of it as a drug, which it isn't a drug. It's not like cannabis. It's very, very different. But the interesting thing is that other countries, hemp is an amazing crop, probably bigger and more important industrially than, say, corn. But we don't grow it here in the United States right now. But there is legislature that's going to be passed or attempted to be passed. We've actually done a show mid-2015 about how hemp would impact American farming if we could start farming it. It's unbelievable. I mean, farmers could make so much money growing hemp, and industries could benefit from hemp access, but the industries that would be hurt are a variety of industries, like the paper industries and some of the cotton industries and so on, because hemp would replace all that stuff.
Yes, it could. Absolutely. Actually, right now, it's legal to grow for research purposes only in the United States through the partnerships with universities. It's something I've been working on. We haven't got completely done yet because it's a rotation crop, which is an amazing thing. It helps remediate soil, and it does, you know, it doesn't replace other things. You can't grow it every year. You'd have to still rotate it. They've proven that it grows 4 times the ethanol that corn does.
Wow.
1 acre. Are you kidding me? Why aren't we making, you know? So that's why there's been a big push to, you know, legalize industrial hemp. Actually, the illicit part, the its cousin, they don't want them grown together because the people that are growing that stuff don't want what industrial hemp has to offer. They would prefer it not be in the ground. So it's one of these crazy things, right? We want to grow hemp, and it because it looks like something else, you know, everybody's freaking out.
Right.
Where in reality, they can go steal all they want, but they're going to be thoroughly disappointed after they steal it. Canada, for decades, has been growing hemp. And one of our, you know, it's where we source our product from. Over in Europe, it's been growing it for tens of thousands of years. It's where we're sourcing our product from. It's unfortunate that I cannot get domestic hemp legally in my hands. There are a variety of sources that now have it, but it's not to be crossed throughout state lines. It's all state initiative research, you know. But it's coming. I hopefully by the time the next president is done, it will be legal in the United States.
Now, I want to ask you something about it. So I want people to go to the website, madebyhemp.com, or to go to our website and click the banner ad. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off. Obviously, I want to do some experimentation with CBD oil. I am going to be placing an order later today or tomorrow, depending on how my day goes, because I do want to start experimenting with it as a performance enhancer. But do you also – I've heard good things about CBD oil, like edible oil, like opposed as opposed to olive oil. I'm not CBD, I mean a hemp oil. Do you guys carry hemp oil that could be used in cooking and salads and stuff like that?
We are second to third quarter of this year, we're releasing our own line. It's absolutely wonderful. It's got omega-3s and 6s. It is one of the most nutritionally complete protein powders on the planet. If you pick up a bag, I do have protein powder. If you pick up my bag, it has one ingredient on the whole bag. That's hemp seed. It's got 23 amino acids, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iron. Everything that you get in a commercial whey and pea protein, this comes nutritionally complete from one source.
Wow. Wow. And then what about the actual hemp oil for salads and cooking?
The hemp oil itself for salads and cooking is amazing. It's got a really light flavor. It doesn't allow for very high temperatures like olive oil, so I would tend to not want to fry with it or heat it up, but to put it on the salad, absolutely. I do it almost every time I eat a salad.
Yeah, I've heard really good things about it. It has kind of a nutty flavor. It's a very unique flavor, and I've heard some really good things about the composition of the oil and its health benefits. So you will have that second quarter of this year?
Yeah, we were supposed to have our own branding and packaging done by the second quarter of this year, all imported from Canada, unfortunately, at this time. Hopefully domestic soon. But, yeah, we will have our own lines. All cold pressed hemp oil, hemp protein powders, and other hemp mixes.
Okay,
that
so
people can enjoy.
We only have a few minutes, and since I have you, the authority, the expert here, what do you recommend that I order if I'm looking for greater mental focus, reduction in anxiety, and even maybe a little reduction in pain? Or strain, let's say, as a CBD oil to start experimenting with?
Well, we have a couple different tinctures. We just relaunched our new product line. We want all organic ingredients. We have two different flavors, and we have a natural flavor. The one flavor is a chocolate mint, and then we have a Canadian maple, which both of those are, we flavor them because most people that take supplements understand that you know, supplements are the most wonderful tasting things on the planet.
Right.
So we try to, you know, give them a little bit of a flavor so that it masks the taste of the earthiness of the hemp. And then we have a lot of people that like just the hemp flavor itself. It's very earthy. The tincture would be my recommendation. You know, CBD has been shown in through clinical trials in Israel to be an anti-inflammatory or, you know, help with anti-inflammation. So right. It's one of those for pain. People say, well, let's take a Tylenol. Well, I can't promise it's going to help you if it's not inflammation-based. But I've had a lot of great results with people post-workout. They like to take it for the slightly calming properties that it has.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they also eat a lot of the protein when they work out.
Okay, so if I were to order this bottle of Canadian maple, 1 ounce, it says 300 milligrams. Is that per bottle?
That's per bottle, yes.
So, and how much would I want? What would be, for a newbie, what would be an initial dose where I would see an effect, but not necessarily the most that I should take?
Well, you can't take too much. If you drink the whole bottle, you might have an upset tummy from the oil in it, right? Because it's made of oil. But everybody's different. I was on two full dropperfuls three times a day when I first started taking it, and I took probably too much. And then I ended up taking a half a dropper twice a day.
Okay.
And that's pretty much what I take now. Now, a lot of people say, well, I don't feel anything, and you probably won't ever, no matter how long you take it for, as far as like a feeling, right? But most people, we have an endocannabinoid system, and most of us run on a deficiency. So taking it once or twice, they're probably not going to see any any benefits that they can palatively recognize for themselves. After 7 to 10 days of taking it, most people have responded to me, and most of my customers have, that they feel slightly calmer or they think it's working,
right?
But it's all anecdotal. I've had people say they feel more mentally focused. They can concentrate better. Again, all anecdotal because who knows if it's just happens to be the day.
Right.
But I take it every day. I believe in it. My children take it. Every one of my staff takes it. And not just because they work for me, but because they see the long-term benefits of it.
Right. No, I think it's a great product. We've actually talked about it before. And now we have a sponsor that has a wide array of products, madebyhemp.com. If you go to superhumanradio.com, click the banner ad. The coupon code is right on the banner ad. It's SHR. You save 25% off your entire order. That is a huge savings, folks. Go check it out. Listen, Jeff, thanks so much for being on the show today, and thanks for being a sponsor.
Thanks, Carl. You have a great day, sir.
You too. Talk to you soon. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about how nutrition affects circadian rhythm. That's right. Stay tuned.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Now the discussion gets really interesting. You know, we've been talking about the circadian rhythm, and all things related to circadian rhythm since the show started 11 years ago. And it's always interesting to keep pulling at that string and learning more and more. My next guest is Dr. Kristen Eckel Mahan. She is with the University of Texas Health Center at Houston. How you doing?
Good. So, good, thanks, Earl.
Okay, so what led to this study? What questions were you trying to answer in this study?
Well, there are a lot of human studies which indicate that night shift and rotating shift workers and, individuals who experience for one reason or another a substantial amount of what we refer to as social jet lag have substantial metabolic disorders. And this can range from not very severe to very severe. And include things like abdominal obesity, hypertension, in some cases, reduced insulin sensitivity, et cetera. Things you generally associate with type 2 diabetes. And so we're asking at the molecular level, why is this the case? And why, when you disrupt the clock, do you have disturbances in metabolism? And so I guess that was really the foundation and the drive for doing the studies we did.
Okay. So talk about this particular paper that was just published. And I should have read the paper's called Interdependence of Nutrient Metabolism and the Circadian Clock System, Importance for Metabolic Health. So how was this study designed? Was this a review of the literature? Or how was it designed?
Yes, exactly. This was a review of the literature and focused a lot or heavily on my own work as well as others doing similar work, but really was focused on reviewing literature which discusses the role of nutrients and specific types of nutrients, both macro and micronutrients, on the clock and specifically on molecules, cellular proteins that can be directly affected by these nutrients in the body.
Okay, so what qualified a study to be included in this review?
Well, typically we included studies which focus on ligands or small molecules that can either directly bind to some of these circadian proteins and thereby alter their activity. Or sometimes some of the studies we focus on didn't necessarily look at one specific molecule, but looked at a type of diet, or studies in rodents, for example, where certain high-fat diets or low-fat diets were used, and overall circadian activity was assessed as well as metabolism.
So how did you, and that was my, how do you assess the circadian rhythm as some sort of a baseline that you can juxtapose against some sort of nutritional changes and see how it changes?
Well, yeah, so that's a good question, and there's a few ways this can be done, both at the cellular and molecular level, but also at the physiological level. So there are a lot of studies in humans and rodents now where you can easily just sort of ask basic questions about their brain's clock and how long or short their period is by just measuring their activity cycle. Mm-hmm. So for example, with a mouse, you can put them in a cage with an infrared sensor, or you can give them a wheel runner, and they love to run on these wheels. And basically during their, since they're nocturnal, during their dark cycle, they'll run on their wheel or move around their cage, and you can basically measure the activity. And over time, if you move them from a light-dark cycle, for example, to constitutive darkness, their clock keeps running because your clock, the circadian clock of mammals, is constitutively active and promotes itself. So even when these animals are put in constant darkness, their clock still runs, and you can ask, how long or short is their period or their cycle? Mm. And usually it's close to 24 hours, sometimes slightly shorter, sometimes slightly longer. And humans can do this, too.
I know. I could have sworn I remember reading about a human study where they actually deprived people of access to light.
Right.
And they put them in a room where they had no idea if it was day or night out, but yet they seemed to synchronize with the day or night cycle that was happening outside the building.
Exactly. You will still have rhythmicity in your body temperature, in your heart rate, in your melatonin secretion, etc. So, but the nice thing is you don't have to do that. You can now even wear these watches, or they look like watches, and they measure your activity. And so you can kind of assess somebody's level of social jet lag, if you will, relative to the light-dark cycle around us.
Okay. So once you were able to establish what the circadian rhythm baseline was, then what type of nutritional changes or what type of nutritional interventions disrupt that?
Well, and so this has been more closely looked at in rodents just because you have more flexibility, but
yeah.
What's been shown repeatedly now is that when you put a mouse, for example, on a high-fat diet, the brain clock seems to lengthen, and so the period is actually longer than 24 hours, which is in contradiction to what it is normally. Usually it's a little bit shorter than 24 hours when you let them free run. And so it appears to have a period lengthening effect on the brain. Now what's interesting is if you actually look at the molecular events that are happening in some of the peripheral tissues, these are actually phase advanced. And so one thing we think is happening is when you subject someone to a high-fat diet, there's a potential for your clocks becoming desynchronized. And maybe your peripheral clocks and your peripheral tissues have strong circadian rhythms as well. These clocks are becoming desynchronized from your brain clock. And so the body's not talking to itself normally throughout the circadian cycle. And that can be one source, potentially, of these metabolic problems.
Now, a lot of people are experimenting with ketogenic diets right now. They're all the rage for a variety of good reasons and some not so good.
Yeah.
But these diets tend to be macronutrient ratios of 3 to 4 parts fat to 1 part combined protein and carbohydrates. So this would be considered an ultra-high-fat diet. Would we see the same thing, you think, with this? Or do you think it's high fat in conjunction with moderate carbs and moderate proteins that, you know what I'm saying? I'm wondering if...
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And based on a few studies that are out there, but I know of, ongoing studies in this area, I think there is some difference, and I think one of the differences lies in the extent to which insulin signaling is altered, at least for the peripheral clock. So we have noticed that, yes, not all high-fat diets are equal, and, of course, a ketogenic diet versus sort of a Western high-fat diet are very different and can affect insulin signaling differently. And we've seen, at least in the liver, this does have a differential effect on the clock.
You see, the reason I ask that is because I'm a one-trick pony. Ever since Dr. Daniel Lieberman's book, The Story of the Human Body, I've become a one-trick pony, and I look at everything and go, I wonder why the body does that from an evolutionary perspective. Obviously, there's a reason the body does this. It's always to support longevity. So why does it do this? But then everything changes when you use the modern template for diet. Because I was thinking, well, maybe that's because the circadian clock changes, because when would we have been eating a lot of fat in the absence of growth from the earth? That would be wintertime. We're eating a lot of animals. We're eating a lot of high-fat animals. Maybe there was some sort of biological advantage at that point in time for our bodies to shift this clock that way.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And I think, well, one thing I just thought of as you're discussing that was the fact that, yes, if you think about even different plant-based diets where maybe your carbohydrate composition is varying greatly, these also appear to have a different effect on the clock. And now we eat so many, you know, simple sugars, and these appear to have a much more rapid effect on the clock in terms of altering its phase or amplitude than diets with maybe more fiber and less digestible carbohydrates.
Well, how so? So, in other words, if somebody's eating a very, very high plant-based diet, you know, they're not getting a lot of fat. They're eating a lot of plant-based. They're a traditional vegetarian, vegan, maybe even a lacto or ovo vegetarian. What do we see? What changes do we see to the circadian clock in that type of a dietary template?
Well, and I have to confess, those studies haven't been done in humans that I'm aware of, but at least in rodents. In fact, right now I'm doing a study looking at a sort of high-fiber, complex-carb diet versus a sort of more purified carbohydrate diet. And I see very different effects on insulin sensitivity, on weight gain, and I'm really excited because I haven't gotten to the point where I'm testing some of the clock components that I've been working on the last few years. But I wager that I'm going to see a very different clock response in the liver at the level of some of the core proteins that maintain our cellular rhythmicity.
So when we talk about these proteins that maintain cellular rhythmicity, are these messengers being assembled by the endoplasmic reticulum and sent from cell to cell to keep everything kind of, hey, this is where we are right now, we're on page six?
Well, so they're about five or six what we call core clock proteins. And these are generally proteins which shuttle in and out of the nucleus. And the neat thing about them is there's positive regulators and negative regulators, but the positive regulators regulate the expression of the negative regulator. So it's a really nice feedback system.
Yeah.
So some of these ligands and nutrients, some of which are derived from food that we're interested in, some of those molecules can actually bind directly to these clock proteins and can influence either the positive arm of the loop or the negative, and thereby, alter the cellular rhythmicity. And ultimately, that really can affect tissue function, because you basically have all these, you know, thousands of cells that are organized and are participating together to drive liver-specific functions, or you know whatever organ you're interested in specific functions of that organ.
I have to take a break, but I want to come back and talk about some of those foods that seem to have direct effect on these clocks. This is this is really great stuff right now. This is going to get so much better, because I want to talk about the microbiome at some point in time as well, and how that plays into this as well. So let's do this. Let's take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system.
No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Michael's naturopathic programs feature synergistically complete targeted formulas that utilize the healing power of nature, nourish the specific systems, treat the whole person, and do no harm. They are designed to give results, like Michael's popular Adrenal Extra, known as Energy Support, which is ideal for people with stressful lifestyles. It contains nutrients that support energy processes in the body, complemented with herbs. Michael's naturopathic programs are available at local health food stores or on the web at michaelshealth.com.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Kristen Eckel Mahan. We're talking about, quite frankly, how your diet affects your circadian clock. This is a really important discussion. Something that I've actually had a lot of interest in, and I'll talk about that why that is a little bit later. But okay, so as we covered before we went into the break, Dr. Mahan, 6 core proteins that seem to regulate circadian rhythm on a peripheral basis. But mm-hmm. there are some foods that can go directly in and act like them, you're saying.
Well, yes, they can at least bind to them or to proteins that directly bind to them and influence the activity of this sort of loop that I told you about that is so important for cellular rhythmicity.
Which are those foods, and should we and should we stay away from some and eat more, or should they only been eaten be eaten at certain times of the day?
Well, I mean, yeah, probably both are true, and I think more studies are definitely needed. But I know one class that's gotten some level of attention are polyphenols, yeah. And resveratrol, for example, is one of these. Of course, that's you know, well known for its potential for driving longevity. But one thing we think is important in that whole picture is its control over the circadian clock. And resveratrol activates SIRT1, which is a protein which directly binds to these positive regulators I just mentioned. So that's one example. And there are other proanthocyanidins, which are, you know, found in high levels in some vegetables, fruits such as blueberries or grapes, apples and cranberries are a couple other fruits that have high quantities of these. But it's also found in relatively high concentrations in red wine. And these classes or these compounds can also have an effect directly on the clock. And some work of a close colleague actually showed similarly that they can affect this whole sirtuin clock complex as well. And time, in fact, the interesting thing about some of the studies that this particular colleague did was that the timing of administration really dictated the clock response. So, yes, I think timing is very important in this case.
So when you say positive, do you mean that it prolongs or elongates the activity period of the circadian clock?
Well, it can either elongate or in some cases shorten, and I think that's one of the questions we as circadian biologists we have, and that is when do we want a lengthening or when do we want a shortening? Is there a way we can lengthen or shorten using a specific nutrient or set of nutrients so that we can better synchronize clocks, for example? So this is kind of where the field is at. And, you know, we need a lot more studies experimentally addressing this question.
We talk about intermittent fasting on the show and have for probably six or seven, way before it became popular as a diet. Because of the early research on intermittent fasting or every other day fasting and its ability to, A, increase autophagy and, B, increase sirtuin production. And so, but one of the things that I notice is the days that I fast, I don't sleep well. I don't sleep well. I wake up numerous times throughout the night. And I've even said to Lisa, who's my co-host on the Friday show, you know, I didn't get enough calories today because I fasted. I know I'm not going to sleep well. And it's not like I don't try. I take my melatonin. I do my pre-bed ritual, but I do not sleep well when I fast. Is that, you think that is because of this phenomenon you're talking about right now?
Well, it's potentially, I mean, it's possible. There certainly are a lot of peripheral cues, hepatokines, adipokines, that talk back to the brain, and we think that this circadian communication is really important for not only body weight regulation, but things like the sleep-wake cycle. So yeah, they're definitely intertwined.
So everyone wants better sleep today. You know, when people are getting it. Shift workers, you know, get cancer at a higher rate, dementia at a higher, I mean, all these things that, you know, the days of Gordon Gekko, you know, saying, you know, I didn't sleep last night, I was making all these deals with Japan, you know, this is wonderful, no one makes money while they sleep. We figured out that that's really a stupid way to live your life. With that being said, is it why, without getting into the discussion of whether eating breakfast from a nutritional standpoint is a good thing for you metabolically, but from a circadian timing standpoint, is it a good idea to, along with letting daylight hit your eyes and do what it does, to have a meal first thing in the morning to kind of trigger the beginning of the locomotive period?
You know, that's a good question. There are some studies out there who would support that and say that, you know, and you know, earlier breakfast to start your day is good in terms of, you know, serum cholesterol concentrations or what have you. I think more of these studies need to be done to confirm that. I do agree, though, that a fasting, sort of an overnight fasting phase versus a feeding phase is very important. And if you interfere with that and you're eating around the clock, even if you're eating the same calories, you're likely to, you know, gain weight and have other metabolic problems. And those, you know, those observations have been well supported by rodent studies, where even though you can feed, you know, two mice the same number of calories, if there's a rest phase energy intake, that animal's metabolic profile is going to be severely impaired. Or different than the you know, animal that's sort of adhering to an active phase energy intake schedule.
You know, I, as a rule now, I have my last meal at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because I interviewed Dr. Dale Bredesen from UCLA back in 2014, and he's the guy who's actually reversed symptoms of Alzheimer's disease in 26 people, and now he's actually doing a much larger study.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that he did, this was a multi-therapy approach. This was not drug trials. This was lifestyle changes.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that he had these test subjects do was to eat their last meal 3 hours before they went to bed,
mm-hmm.
and to observe that 12-hour fast window, you know, as a minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that I'm going to be 58 years old. All of a sudden, I went from being a kid who could sleep on a picket fence in a snowstorm to, you know, everything wakes me up in the middle of the night. So I'm really looking to protect my sleep because I train hard in the gym and I want to live a long, healthy life. And so I started experimenting with this. Mm-hmm. I like to go to sleep at 9 o'clock. So
okay.
I have my last meal. I'm done eating my last meal at 6 o'clock. So there's a 3 hour window of not eating before I go to bed. I wake up in the morning, and some mornings I fast for a while, depending on whether I'm training that morning or not. But mm-hmm. I sleep so much better when I cut off my food at 6 p.m. and go to sleep at 9 than just an hour. If I eat at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
and go to sleep at 9, I have a hard time falling asleep, and I don't get as restful of sleep.
Yeah. No, and I think that you just hit on something that I wish more people would adhere to, and that is just knowing how you sleep better. And I think people, we're so socially jet-lagged, and part of that is eating at, you know, different times every day, and, you know, one night you're snacking at 10, and the next day you're, you know, eating it, you know, much earlier. And I think sticking to the same circadian times of energy intake or what have you, for example, I'm similar, just knowing the data I know. The other day I forgot to take my vitamin, or my emergency in the morning, which I like to take, and I decided not to take it at night because I thought, you know, whatever that's doing to my clocks, I'm not going to screw that up today. I'd rather go without it today than take it at the wrong circadian time for me because my body's used to that. This is like Geber time in the morning. And, you know, I mean, this might sound pie in the sky to some people, but I think these things, eating at the same circadian time,
yes.
or eating, you know, certain things at the same circadian time, supplements, nutrients, I think it's really important because your body anticipates that and
yes.
its clocks know what to do temporally with that.
From an evolutionary perspective, the message that regimentation sends to your body is the environment is wonderful. Life is wonderful. We have everything we need. We get the same things every day the way we want them. The body says, wow, we're not in a threatening environment. We don't mm-hmm. have to manufacture more body fat. You know, we don't have to do all these horrible things that we do when we're in a high stress environment.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in that. And I can tell you something. I think the pancreas gets better at making enzymes, the digestive system. We already know that the microbes, we're going to talk about this when we come back. But when you eat consistently a certain way, the microbial diversity in your stomach changes.
Right.
Everything
right.
gets with the program.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with
mm-hmm.
you 100% on that one. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, let's work the microbes that inhabit our bodies into this discussion about circadian rhythm. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Break it right. Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Kristen Eckel-Mahan. We're talking about how nutrition affects circadian rhythm. This is a really important discussion. We always think it's just sunrise, sunset, blue light at night, so you wear your blue blocker glasses that so you can watch late night TV without sending signals to your brain that it's still daylight. But if you're snacking late at night while you're watching TV with your blue blockers on, it's not going to work. Not going to work. So we've learned so much about the friendly microbes and some unfriendly microbes that inhabit our body and our interdependence between us and them. I've often thought that these microbes needed a way to become ambulatory, so they conjured up the human body so that they could go from place to place and get what they want. Does the microbiome play a role in this circadian synchronization? Does it produce byproducts of as a result of its digestion of certain foods that then can have positive or negative effect on these peripheral clocks and synchronization?
Yes, I mean, we think so, and I am not an expert on the gut microbiome, but I do know that the types of bacteria that are observed in the gut microbiome do oscillate throughout the circadian cycle. So, you know, while one type might be enriched at night, another type is enriched in the morning, and diets can really affect the composition of the circadian flora. And so I do know that high-fat diet can disrupt these circadian oscillations in some cases, and that if you actually take a conventionally raised rodent, for example, with a complex gut microbiome and feed it a high-fat diet, you can essentially produce circadian disruption, and this has been, I guess, best studied in the liver if you look at liver gene expression, produce an overweight animal more than, say, if you were to take the same high-fat diet and feed it to an animal which was germ-free. So yeah, there's definitely a strong link there, and I know there are a lot of people really trying to understand the mechanisms between this gut microbiome communication with clocks around the body, not just the liver.
What about insulin? You mentioned insulin before. How strong of an effector is insulin?
Yeah, I'm kind of biased here based on some of my own work. I think insulin is a strong determinant of which clocks get affected by nutrients and when. And it ties back into your thoughts about sleep and good quality sleep. There was an especially interesting study I wanted to bring up because this particular study showed that if you put somebody on a short night schedule, I think they gave these patients 5 hours of sleep or something instead of their typical 8 to 9, and measured their insulin sensitivity following those short nights of sleep, it was impaired I think it ranged from like 20 to 39% or something. And they said, you know, these short nights induce the type of insulin resistance that you would see in a lean versus obese woman or in a sedentary middle-aged person who then had taken on a rigorous exercise program for 6 months. And sort of the authors, this was done at the University of Colorado, they were making the point that, you know, sometimes these types of assays are done very early in the morning in the clinic. And you don't know the chronotype of the individual. Maybe they're severely jet-lagged because, you know, they got up so early to get in the clinic and have this, you know, test done. And I just thought this was a study that came out a couple months ago, but I thought, you know, it really highlights this problem of circadian rhythmicity and understanding it better in humans. And, you know, there's so many applications where I think it's really important.
Dr. Mark Rosekind came on my show back in 2007. He works with Olympic athletes and sleep, make sure that the rooms that the dorms, whatever that they stay in when they go to the Olympics, are set up so they can adhere to good quality sleep because it impairs their performance. And they did a study where they deprived Olympic athletes. We're talking about highly trained individuals, super insulin sensitive individuals, and they gave forced them to sleep 6 hours or less a night.
Okay.
In just two nights, they displayed the blood sugar management properties of a 70-year-old person. They had trouble. They were constantly boomeranging between hyperglycemia and hypoglycemia throughout the day.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about two nights of bad sleep in a person who's the epitome of human conditioning. So imagine the person who sits up Monday through Friday catching the news, watching the late show, goes to sleep at 1 o'clock in the morning, sleeps 5 hours, gets up in the morning. throws some coffee down their throat, gets on the train, goes to work, does it again and again. This is what this is. Sleep is so underestimated as one of the major components of metabolic disorder today. It's just it's laughable.
Right. No, I completely agree. Yep.
I mean, it's hard to get people to see it, to try to sleep better, to pay attention to their sleep. It's really hard.
No, I think so. And I think, to bring diet back into that picture, there are a lot of studies that have come out in the past couple of years which show, at least in rodents on a high-fat diet, you can actually substantially disrupt their sleep-wake cycle. And what happens is over time, they start sort of grazing throughout the 24-hour cycle. And this is just natural. It's not restricting their feeding in any way or, they just start eating more food during their regular rest phase. And I think, this is probably what happens, in molecules sort of responsible for this haven't really been identified, or maybe it's a complex picture, likely. But I think the same thing has happened, in today's society. We eat a lot, we eat often, and as you pointed out before, we don't really have good fasting versus feeding phases anymore. At least many people don't.
No, I know people that can't fast. I have a good friend.
Yeah.
Who can't believe that Elisa and I will go 24 hours without eating. And she says, I couldn't do that. I'd get dizzy. I would have to eat. And it's like, and I tried to explain to her, you were given the gift of metabolic flexibility as part of your ancestral gifts from the people who came before you, and you've destroyed it. You know, your body should be able to shift into producing ketones if it has to.
Right.
I mean, I posted a picture of my blood sugar the other day. I took my blood sugar and I put it up, and my blood sugar is regularly 65 to 75 fasting first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody came out and said, that's terrible. Your blood sugar is too low. And I go to the gym and train with that low blood sugar. My body produces ketones when it needs to because I fast regularly. What do you hope that people take away from this research?
Well, I hope that people will think about not only when they eat, because I know, there are a lot of studies now that really support, the idea of not eating during your normal rest phase, but also consider what they're eating and consider maybe being a little bit more attentive to circadian time. For example, when you go into the clinic and they ask what supplements you're taking, I think one thing that they should ask, and I hope they will ask in the future based on research that is going on now, is when do you have that? Because I think the when is really important, and I think your regimen, which you figured out for yourself of not eating after 6, is fantastic, and I think there are a few people who really impose those types of, impose that schedule keeping into their daily routine. But I think the when is very important, both the what and the when. And I think, a lot of work still needs to be done, but I think, I hope that, 20, 30 years from now, when you go into the clinic, the when is very important, and they assess your chronotype and ask you, are you an eveningness person? Are you a morningness person? And, I think where we can start is just understanding that for ourselves.
I forgot to ask you one question. I'd like to ask it now. Does sugar play a role in disrupting the rhythmicity of the circadian clock intrinsically? I don't mean extrinsically as its result on insulin, but intrinsically as from a nutritional standpoint.
Yes, it can. Some of the clock proteins have been shown to be modified essentially in response to different levels of glucose. And so, yes, it can directly affect the clock machinery and affect timekeeping, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yes. That's what I thought. Listen, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today, Dr. McMahon.
Thanks for having me. It was really fun to chat with you.
Take care.
Okay, you too.
All right, we're going to take one last commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Made by Hemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dyes. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
DJ. Welcome DJ back. So, I thought I'd give you a couple updates. Thrive Advanced Protein, we're waiting for labels to be printed, and once they're done, we should be producing first batches of Thrive Advanced. Those of you who were involved in the pre-order, hoping that we're going to be shipping everything out somewhere middle to end of February. Thank you for your patience, and thank you for your pre-order and your trust. Primal D will be re-released around that same time. Primal D will be better, have greater absorption, and actually better quality DMSO. Zero odor. Very, very excited about that. The reformulation of Primal D is thanks to Dr. Jeff Galini. And so that will be available very shortly. We removed our pictures. Alisa and I are no longer on the label of Primal D. I just thought it was probably pigeonholing the popularity of the product. There's probably a lot of people. There are millions of people who don't even know who I am. So why put my picture on there? You know, whenever I see J-Rob protein powder in stores, I think to myself, who the heck is J-Rob? And I don't want people to look at Primal D and go, who the heck is Carl Lenore? I want the product to stand on its own and not get... I'm not looking to dot the landscape with my picture so that I can be more famous or something. I just want the product to be out there and to work. That's all. Tomorrow's Thursday. That means I'll be here with Brooks Kubik for the first hour. And I'm not sure we have the second hour, but I know we have shows booked for the rest of the week. So we've got lots of great things to talk about. I hope you can make it live. If you can't, download the podcast. We'll see everybody tomorrow. Thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio today.
Now, the number.